Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Moed Katan, the Masechta that we started yesterday, Daf Gimel. We're learning today, Le'ilui Nishmas, Hilda Silverstein, Hinda Bat Moshe Zev. All the shows we learned for should have an aliyah. We left off at the bottom of Beis, on the Beis yesterday, where we had a stira, or a seeming question, from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that you're allowed to go be mashka, to go and irrigate an irrigated field. The field that requires irrigation can't just be supplied with rainwater. It needs to have active irrigation for that field to grow well. And that's called a Beis HaShlochen. So we said, on a Moed, we explained most of the Shia yesterday, why that would be allowed on Chol HaMoed. But then we said, Ubashvi, it's also during a Shemitiyah. So the Gemara had asked the question, whether you describe Mashkin as either a subcategory of Choresh, or whether you described it as a subcategory of Zoreya, the machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, at the end of the last day's year, we said, how could anybody say that that's permissible during the Shemitah year? Both of those are prohibited items, so how could the rabbis come along and say that it's permitted? So one teretz we gave yesterday was a bias teretz, who said that this goes according to the opinion of Rebbe, that this is only a din Shemitah, there's only a din derabbanan nowadays. Fine. Then we started to give the answer of Rava, and that's where we'll pick up Rava. Rava Omar, two lines on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. We read this yesterday, but we'll reread it again. Rava said, "Afilu tamer rabbanan." You can even go like the opinion of the Chachamim that argue with Rebbe, who say that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is a din deraisa, but that would depend. Only certain types of avoda are considered deraisa, and the others are considered the rabbanan. So avos, the primary actions that the Torah forbids, which we'll see in a moment from the Psukim, those are prohibited on a Daraisa level. However, we turn to Gimel and Aleph, the toldos over here, as Rashi tells us, can go in Mashke Zroim, like the irrigating a field. Shalohim Mishkan, these weren't in the Mishkan. Lo Osir Achmoni, these are not considered Daraisas over here, even though we call them a toldo. Toldo normally is a Daraisa too, but here they're not considered Daraisa prohibitions of the Shemitah year, and they're only forbidden by the rabbis. So therefore, the rabbis, Hey Mamru. The rabbis said, normally you're not allowed to do this. However, if it's going to be a davar or ovid, it's going to be suffering you significant financial loss, so then they did permit it in this situation. Now what is this based upon? This is what we didn't read yesterday, dichsiv, because the pasuk tells us, ubashano hashviyis, in the Shemitah year, shabbas shabbason yeh loretz, the land has to have a sabbatical year, you're not allowed to go and do certain things to the land, shabbos l'ashem, it has to be a shabbos l'ashem, we don't have that in the pasuk over here, but that's the words of the pasuk as well. And then it says, saducha lo sizra, the Vegomer over here includes the next pasuk as well. So the first thing that we learn is these things are prohibited. You're not allowed to go and zoreya, sodcha lo sizra, and as well, v'charmecha, your vineyard, lo sizmor. You're not allowed to go and prune. So the first two things that the Torah prohibits over here are sizra and sizmor. Then the next pasuk says, v'eis sefiach kitzircha, lo siktsar. And likewise, the growths that grow in your field, so you're not allowed to go and harvest them, lo siktsar. And then it says, v'es in vain is irecha, so the grapes that grow, lo siktsar. You're not allowed to go and pick them, siktsar. So this second pasuk tells us, kitzir, reaping, harvesting, and also sivtsar, which means plucking the grapes. So all four of these things are specifically listed in the Psukim. So therefore, these things you're not allowed to do. Michtei, the Gemara says, these four things, the Mira included Bichlal Zariah. The first pasuk where it tells us, Sadcholos is Ra, so that includes Vacharmacholos is Mar. Why would I need to tell you the additional things of Zemira lo sizmar, it's included in lo sizra. And likewise, the second pasuk says the inve, the grapes, you're not allowed to go and be livtsar. So ubitzira, that action is included in bechal ksira, where it said sviach kitzircha lo sitzar. So why do you have to have the second verb in each of these two psukim? It's already included in the first verb. So my hilchasa kazvinu rachmanus. So why did the Torah write these four specific things? L'meimra, to teach us, da'ahane toldos mechayev, achrinyasa lo mechayev. Only the second one in each pasuk, that is the tolda that the Torah forbids you to do. That's an issa deraisa. But all other toldos are not considered an issa deraisa. Oh, so here's Rava's answer. There's certain actions that you're prohibited to do in the Shemitah year that are daraisas, and there are other things that are only prohibited mid rabbanim. And Mashke Zroim is only prohibited mid rabbanim. So more questions. Some more says, really, v'lo? All these other things are not in Issa Daraisa, but listen to the following Braisa. It lists many other toldos that are in Issa Daraisa. But Tanya, it says, again, I'm going to quote this pasuk, it says, Sodcha los is ra, the charmecha los is mar. It tells us, Ein liela, from this pasuk, I only know zirua, planting, vizimor, and pruning, that only those are considered prohibited. Minayin, how do we know as well that there are other activities, such as lenichush, to go and weed, uleidur, idur means to go and hoe. Rashi says, to go and hoe underneath the vineyard to loosen up the dirt, and that allows the vineyard to grow better. Ulechisuach, chisuach, Rashi tells us, is with grasses, vasovim, shechotech, haroyim, and atovim. You pull out the bad ones from the good ones. But it's not the same thing as weeding. Lo hainu nichush, what's the difference? The ma'akari korim min hakarka, the lezein okrin ela chotchin lamala. The difference between the weeding is when you pull it out from the roots from the ground, and this action of kisuach is when you cut them from above the ground. So all three of these tolda activities, how do we know that they're prohibited? Midaraisa. Now, if this is true, so then we have a question. How can you tell me the other toldos are not prohibited midaraisa? So this braisa tells, how do we know that nichush, idur, and kisuach all prohibit daraisa? Talmud Lomer, because the pasuk is phrased in a strange way. It doesn't say, as Rashi says, the normal lashon would have been lo sizra sodcha, lo sizmor karmecha. It says it backwards, so to say. It says sodcha, lo sizra, and karmecha, lo sizmor. So therefore, sodcha, anything in the field, lo. Karmecha, anything in your vineyard, low. Lo kol melacha shebesodcha, lo kol melacha shebekarmecha. So this includes many additional prohibited activities that are also midaraisa. Similarly, we continue darshing the braisa, the same exact thing. The Mefarshim explained it could have all lumped them all together, but it didn't. They were mistaken toward at different times. So it says furthermore in this braisa, minayin shein mekarsimin. How do we know that you're also not allowed to do the action called mekarsimin? This is also a type of pruning. Rashi says, hainu zimur, before we're talking about vegetables, and here we're talking about trees. So you're not allowed to go prune the trees. Likewise, you're not allowed to do mizordin. Rashi says, that's to cut off the dry branches, and sometimes even the lachem, the moist ones, that there's too much there, and by having too much, it actually weakens the vine. So you cut off the dry ones, and even some of the good ones, in order that the vine should go better. Then mefaskin be'ilon, and mefaskin, Rashi tells us, is somchin o'ilon, support the tree, shuranon yosemidai, it's too laden, so you need to support it so it doesn't collapse on itself, so to say. So these actions, mekarsin and mezardin and mefaskin, on a tree, be'ilon, how do we know that they're all prohibited as well? Again, from the strange language of the pasuk, where it doesn't say, as Rashi pointed out before, lo sizra sodcho, lo sizmor karmecho, but it says it backwards. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, sodcho lo, karmecho lo. Lo kol melacha shebesodcho, lo kol melacha shebekarmecho. Don't do all of those other activities. And then one more time. And minayin, how do we know likewise? Shein mizablin, you're not allowed to go fertilize the field. Then mefarkin. Rashi says mefarkin is avonim, to remove the stones, shal ikorei ila, that are on the roots of the trees. Then ma'avkin, so Rashi explains, to cover up the roots. If they get uncovered, they're not going to grow well. Shishara shav nirin umachasim usol biyavak, and you cover them up with further dirt. Then ma'ashnin ba'ilun, Rashi explains ma'ashnin is osin oshan tachas o'ilun k'deishi inoshu hatoloim shalom, to smoke the tree to get rid of the infestation of the insects. So all of these actions, mizablin, mefarkin, ma'avkin, and ma'ashnin, how do we know on a tree ba'ilun that these are also prohibited? Again, from the strange way that the pasuk is raised. The pasuk doesn't say lo sizra sodcha, lo sizmor karmacha, but it says it, so to say, backwards. And therefore, tamaloba, sodcha lo, karmacha lo, komalacha shiva sodcha lo, komalacha shiva karmacha lo. So we listed a whole bunch of additional toldos that are also midaraisa. So how can you, Rava, tell us that the differentiation between why mashka's roim is allowed in the shmidiyah? Because it's only quoted tolda, and therefore it's not an issa daraisa. That's the question. But by the way, the braisa does tell us that there are some types of activities that are, in fact, permitted midaraisa. So the Braisa says, Yocho lo yikashkesh tachas azesim. I might have thought that you're not allowed to go be mekashkesh. Rashi tells us yikashkesh hainu idur. It's also hoeing, but it's different than the hoeing before. Elish idur begufanim, the kishkush bezesim. That the hoeing that we did before was underneath a vine. And kishkush is hoeing that we do underneath an olive tree. So I might have thought that that can't be done also, but we'll see, this is allowed. Likewise, and that you can hoe underneath the gifanim, and that you wouldn't be allowed to go and fill up areas, holes underneath the tree with water. Likewise, you might have thought that you're not allowed to lo yase ugios la gifanim. Ugios, we had explained previously, when you make certain types of like waterways or ditches, chofer guma tachas hagefen, make sort of a ditch underneath the vine, litim b'mayim, to put water in there, so you'll constantly have the vine be well watered. So how do we know all of these things? You might have thought that they're prohibited. Tamalomar sodcholo sizra zuria b'chlal haisa. Why did it have to add on sodcholo sizra? It was already included in the prohibition against all the things of the Shemitah, Bishnas, Shabbason. It said that you have to have Bashanah Shviyas, Shabbat, Shabbason, Yelo Aretz. So, V'loma Yotza, why did it have to specify specifically Zuriyah? So, V'loma Yotza, Lahakish Eleh, Loma Lecha, to teach us the following Hekish. Ma Zuriyah Miyuchedes, Avodah Shebesodeh V'Shebekerem. Zuriyah applies, that type of activity applies to both a field and to a vine. So, to all things, Av Koshi Avodah Shebesodeh V'Shebekerem, anything that works as a melacha, both by a field and both by a vineyard, those are included in the prohibition. But things that are only for one of the two, such as the list that we just mentioned, yikashkesh tachas hazesim, yadu tachas hagafanim, yimali nikoy maim, and osim, and ugios lagafanim, all of these things are only for one of them and not for the field, so therefore they're not included in this prohibition. And Tosus explains that all of the things, the top Tosus, Av Kosher B'Sodeh Shekarim, V'chol Hani Avodus Leil, all the first groups, the three different groups that we had in the Brisa originally, Noah goes, Bein B'Sodeh Bein Mekarim. There was Noah both in a field and in a vineyard. V'afilu Sheesh Mem Shein Atin Okim Kain, even though there's something that doesn't appear to nowadays be done. Nevertheless, Tosus says, Yeshlom HaShem B'Kolman, in those days, Hayosin Kach, they did them both. Regil L'Asosin B'Sodeh Ubekarim. So don't question that. It doesn't seem to be applicable nowadays. That's the way it was in the times of the Gemara. And therefore, that's the way all of those are included, the toldos, but there are certain toldos that are not included. No, bottom line is, we have our kasha against Rava. How can you tell me that Mashke Zroim is not included in the Issa D'Oraisa, because no toldos are included in the Issa D'Oraisa other than the four items that are mentioned in the Psukim? We just brought down this price, and it says many, many other things are mentioned as well. That's the kasha. So the Gemara answers no. All of these things that we just brought down in the Braisa are just an asmachta from the Psukim. This drasha that we just said, the Pasuk said, instead of lo sizra sodcha, lo sizra karmacha, all of that is just an asmachta. That's not a real drasha. And in fact, all of these are prohibited midira bonon. And the psukim that we brought down are only in asmachta. Oh, that's exactly what Rava said. Mashke Zroim is included over here as a din derabbanon. And therefore, the rabbi said that it's also mid Rabbanan in general, but not when you have the situation of our Mishnah of a Dover HaOvid. Now the Gemara questions, it said in this Braisa, the Kishkush Bishvius Mishori. Oh, the Braisa said that Kishkush, the going and hoeing underneath the olive tree, we said that is permissible. The last part of the Braisa said that's actually permissible. You might have thought that it's Aser, but that's actually permissible in the Shemitah year. So Gemara says, really? Is that true? The Kishkush Bishvius Mishori. Well, see, the Pasuk says, Vashvius Tishmitena Unitashta. In the Shemitah year, you have to do Tishmitena, which means you'll leave it alone. Shomot, stay away from it. Unitashta. And you're not going to deal with it. You're not going to work the land. So Tishmetena means milikashkesh. You have to go and not do kishkush. You're not going to go hoe underneath the olive tree. Unetashta milisakel. And that means that you're not going to go and remove the rocks. So how can you tell me that those are permitted? You see that they're actually forbidden over here. So Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama Trei Kishkush Shehavu. No, they're dealing over here with two types of kishkush. There's a kishkush that's permitted and a kishkush that's not permitted. And when the pasuk says that Hashviyas Tishmetenu Natashta, that's the type of kishkush that you're not allowed to do. And when we said in the Braisa before that there's a certain kishkush that you are allowed to do, that is what that Braisa is referring to. Now, what are the two types? Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama Trei Kishkush Shehavu. There's Chad Abruye Ilone V'Chad Stume Pile. There's one that heals the tree. That's the second pshat in Rashi. It means that it heals the tree. First pshat in Rashi, and this is Rashi in the Ksiv Yad. They don't have this really in our Rashis, but in the Ksiv Rad Rashis. So it says It's a lashon of nekev, to make some sort of a hole over there. So in any event, the type that is prohibited, that's avruye ilone. That is actively doing something that's too much work, that's prohibited, hashmiyas tishmitena. That you have to stop doing the kishkush. However, the type that's permissible is sasume pile. Here you have, in our Rashis, as well as the Ksiv Rad, it says, shemisasem bikoyim shalilon. You're patching up some hole, so to say, on the tree. That will, you have some holes or cracks in the roots, so if you didn't go and fix that, it's going to dry out, it's going to desiccate. So that you're allowed to go and do kishkush on, to go and cover that up. So the Gemara continues and says, avruye ilone is also, that's too much work. Stume pile, but that to prevent the loss, the avruye ilon, that would really be revocha, that's to give you additional growth on the tree. That's too much, so therefore that's not allowed. But sestume pile, which is to prevent the loss, otherwise the tree will die, shari, that is permitted. So therefore, that's the two different types of kishkush, one the pasuk prohibits, and the other the Braisa said is permitted. Then we discuss further, itmar, send the base medrash achoresh bashvias, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, chanem aloke, chanem ein aloke. If a person does charisha, he plows during the Shemitah, yeah? So everybody agrees that it's aser, but are you over Issa deraisa alav that would get you malchus? So we don't know who, but Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, one of them said you are loke, you do get malchus, and the other one said you don't get malchus. What's the understanding of this machlokus? So let us say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar are arguing lema with the Rabbi Ovin amar Rabbi Eloi komifligi, that they're arguing about the din that Rabbi Ovin said over the name of Rabbi Eloi. Now what was that din? The amar Rabbi Ovin amar Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Ovin said the name of Rabbi Eloi. Kol makum shenemar klal. Basay. Whenever you have a pasuk that says a klal, but it uses the lashon of an asay. So it says, Ubashano hashviyis, Shabbat Shabbason yel oret. That's a klal, but that's an asay, that the land shall be at rest. So that's an asay. And then it says, Uprat below sasay. Then it tells us all the things you're not allowed to do. So at cholos is ro, chayma cholos is mar, those are a lo sasay. So when you have a klal that's an asay and a prat that's a lo sasay, so Rabbi Ovin said over the name of Rabbi Eloi, ain't done in oso bechlal uprat uklal. We don't use the normal klal uprat uklal judgment because afterwards it says, shnash habason yel oretz, that's another klal, that's an asay. So we don't judge this in the typical way that we judge a klal uprat uklal, which would mean that that you have to judge whatever's in the prat or like the prat, that is going to be usur. So Rabbi Ovin, Amar Rabbi Eloi, says we don't use this over here, and therefore you would not have a lav over here of a lo saseh for all of the things because it's not a normal klal upratu klal. So therefore, in don no so b'klal upratu klal. Man di amar loke, so then either Rabbi Yochanan or Elazar that says you are loke, they disagree. They don't hold like this din of Rabbi Ovin amar Rabbi Eloi, and therefore, loke less lay the Rabbi Ovin amar Rabbi Eloi. Whereas the other opinion, we don't know again which one, Uman di amar ain't a loke, is lay the Rabbi Ovin. The one says you don't get malchus, so it says, okay, this is not the normal klal upratu klal rule, and therefore you don't get malchus. So one of them holds like Rabbi Ovin amar Rabbi Eloi, and the other one does not. So that's the suggestion that we want to make. So Gemara says, lo, that's not it. In fact, the Kuliyama Leslay, the Rabbi Ovin, Amar Rabbi Eloi. In fact, nobody holds from this din. Neither Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar hold from this din of Rabbi Ovin, Amar Rabbi Eloi, that you don't get Malchus over here because it's not a normal Klal Upratu Klal. They both, in fact, hold that this is a normal Klal Upratu Klal. But why does one say you get Malchus? That's easy. Man di amar loke shaper, because he says it's a normal klal upratu klal. But why does the other one not say you get Malchus? Man di amar ein loke. So what would he hold? So amalach, he would say, michte, look at the pasuk. It says, zemira bechlal zeria. It says, sadcha lo sizra. And then it says, chamecha lo sizmar. So zemira should have been included in zeria. Why would you need to bring it out? Ubitzira bechlal kitzira. And the next pasuk, v'esifiach kitzircha lo sivtzar, v'esivein zirecha lo sivtzar. So you also had the lo sivtzar, bitzira was included bechlal kitzira. So they were both included. The second one in each pasuk was already included. L'may hilchasa kazvinu rachmana. So why did Torah go to trouble itself to write them? They're already included. To teach us, l'meymar, the Ahani told those who do mechayev, I told Achrin lo mechayev. Like the drasha that we said earlier in the shir, they're teaching us that only these are the arises, and therefore you only get malchus for these, but you wouldn't get malchus for something else. And therefore, that's why if you do charisha, you don't get malchus for it. It's not included in this specific derivation, why you have the second word in each pasuk. Where it says, really, no, it's not, below, but Tanya, we had the whole braisa that we said before. But again, we're going to read now this whole entire Brice again that we said before, and we'll conclude again that no, that's only an asmachta. But we bring it all down anyway. Sod cholos is rov, chaim cholos is mor, sein liela zerur, zeruav is zimur. That would only tell me the two things that are specifically mentioned in the pasuk. Sizra, you're not allowed to plant. The chaim cholos is mor, you're not allowed to go and prune it. Having no minayin leidur, lekishkush, lekhisuach, all the things that we said before. I won't go through all the derivations from Rashi again, but it was the hoeing that was underneath the tree, and then the kishkush, we said, was the hoeing underneath the olive tree, and the first one was under the vine, second one was under the olive trees, lekhisuach. That was, we said, that you cut above the ground. And Talmud Lomar, because again, the construction of the pasuk we said was, it didn't say lo sizra sadcho, lo sizra karmicha, it said sadcho lo, karmicha lo, which it said lo kol melacha sheba sadcho, lo kol melacha sheba karmicha. Again, that whole drush. And then we had another three, v'nayin shein mekaisimin, name is Arden, v'mefaskin ba'ilan. We said on the tree, you're not allowed to go and cut off the dry branches, you're not allowed to cut off the extra branches, and we said, you're not allowed to go and support it. That's what those words mean, mekaisimin, v'zayden, v'mefaskin, with the tree. So we said, again, the unusual construction of the pasuk, tam alo, v'asot cholo, kamach alo, kom loch shvesot cholo, kom loch shvachamach alo. And again, the third thing we said, v'nayin shein mezablin, you're not allowed to go fertilize, v'mefarkin, you're not allowed to go and remove stones that are on the roots of the tree, vein ma'ashdin ba'ilan, and you're not allowed to go and smoke underneath the tree to get rid of the infestation of the insects that are there by smoking them out. Ba'ilan, how do we know you're not allowed to do that? So, tamalo, ma'asod chalo, karma chalo. Ko malach shibasod chalo, ko malach shibakarma chalo. As an aside, I don't know why it doesn't add over here what we had before, ma'afkin, that you're not allowed to put dirt over the roots that are exposed. It gets left out over here. I'm not sure why. In any event, all of these things we said, you're not allowed to do. They're all included in the issur from the pasuk because of the strange construction. And then you might have thought, yocho lo yikashkis tachas azesim, that you're not allowed to go and hoe under the olive trees, lo yador tachas gefanim, and you're not allowed to go hoe underneath the gefanim, lo yimali nekoyim mayim, and you're not allowed to go fill in the water underneath these trees as well, lo yasa ugios the gefanim, nor underneath the vines, and you're not allowed to go make these ditches around them. So that you might have thought is also also tamalom, but sod cholo sizra. So the pasuk specifically mentions sod cholo sizra, and that was zeriyah b'chlal hoy, so it was specifically included in the overall idea that you have to rest during the Shemitah year. So why is it specifically mentioned? To teach us the following din, that mazri miuchedes avodu shebasada v'shebakarim has to be something that's in the field as well as in the vineyards. So av kolshi avodu shebasada v'shebakarim has to include anything that can be done both in the field and in a vineyard, and therefore it excludes this last group of toldos that are only done specifically in one in the vineyard or in the olive tree and not in the field. So therefore, that's the Braisa. And again, how can you tell me that it only includes certain toldos, it doesn't include all the others? So again, the Gemara gives the same answer we gave before, Midrabanan. This whole din is Midrabanan. And the Psukim across Smachta bi'alma, they're not really real drushos, they're just an Asmachta, and therefore there is no problem in saying that the Machlokas is totally on whether Zmira is included, B'chal Zriya or not, and only those that are included are going to get Malkus, but the others are not going to give you Malkus, and that's the other side of the opinion of Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that was a mouthful, but now we turn to Gimel Amud Beis. Now, when Rav Dimi came up from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, we had a whole system where Amoraim would come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they would say over the Torah in both places. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said over Omar, Yochel Yilke al HaTosefes. You might have thought that a person should also get Malkus for what's called Tosefes. This is something in addition, some additional Malacha that wasn't included in the Pesukim. This is the Tosefes that Rav Dimi said you should get Malkus for. But then, the Nosav Lo Talmud Liftura. But then, he brought down another Drasha that says you don't get Malkus for that Tosefes. And he says, I had heard these two dinim, that there is a Tosefes, an additional prohibition, that you should ideally be forbidden to do during the Shemitah and get Malkus for it. But then there was a drasha that says that you don't get Malkus for it. I don't know what the drasha was to bring it down, nor the drasha to exempt it from getting the Malkus. So that's what Rav Dimi brought over from Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Elazar Omar, some suggest that he said that this is what it meant. Rabbi Elazar Omar, he's still continuing to talk Others say no, that this is Rabbi Elazar saying it. In any event, Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says, Charisha. What we're referring to as Tosefes is the additional prohibition against doing plowing. Charisha. And this is what this brisa that Rav Dimi brought down, that Yochol Yoke'al Tosefes, V'nosav L'tamud L'v Torah. So this is what this brisa is saying. Yochol Yoke'al Charisha. You might have thought that you should get Malkus for plowing, the Asumi Klalu Pratu Klal. That could be learned out through the Pratu Klalu Prat that we said before. The pasuk said, "Bashanah Shviyis Shabbat Shabbason Yelo Aretz," and then it said, "Sod Cholos is Rov Chaim Cholos is more." That was the pride, and then it says, "Shnah Shabbason Yelo Aretz." So you might have thought that the Charisha is included in the Sod Cholos is Rov Chaim Cholos is more, and therefore it should have been included in the prohibition, and you get Malkus for it. The Nosiv Lo Talmud Olif Torah, and there's a drasha though that says that that's not correct. Because the imkain kol ani prati lomali, then why would it mention the specific items that it does mention? And as we said in the twice already in today's shir, it says sod chol lo sizra, and then why would it tell me the chamachar lo sizmar? Why did you need the second one if you already had the first one? And the same thing in the second pasuk, sviach kitzuchol lo sitzar. Once you had that, and zivayn zivecha lo sivtzar. Why do you need that? So therefore, that was the reason to tell me these and only these are included in the Prat Uklalu Prat, and all the others are not included. So therefore, that was the way the Rav Elazar explained it. Rav Yochanan said a different explanation. Rav Yochanan Amar, Yomim Shosifu Chachom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Here it's talking about what we normally refer to as Tosefes Shvius, adding on to the Shemitah year before the Shemitah year starts. That's what this refers to. And this is what Rav Yochanan says. You might have thought you get Malkus for it, but you don't. Yochol Yoke, you might have thought you get Malkus al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah on the additional prohibitions that are done before the start of the Shemitah year, which begins in Rosh Hashanah, because the Asya may bechorish uvakotzir tishbos, because the psukim tell us that the plowing, the chorish and the kotzir and the reaping, so that you're not allowed to do tishbos. V'nosiv lo talmud olif Torah kidurina lemeimar lekaman, but you might have thought that that would occur even before the Shemitah year starts, and therefore that you should be chayiv malchus for that, but comes along the pasuk to teach us to darshan in the brisa that that's not true. Now, what exactly are we talking about? Why is there an inyan of Tosefesh Shemitah before the Shemitah year starts that you're not allowed to do certain things? Ma yomim shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. What is it referring to when it says before Rosh Hashanah starts, you're already not allowed to go and do chorish and kotzir? This is a mishnah that we learned in Shemitah, in Shvius. Ad Mosai Chorshin B'Stei Ilon Er Shvius. Until what point in time are you allowed to go and plow the fields, the field of trees, before the Shemitah year? There seems to be a point when it's Aser, forbidden to do so. So this Mishnah in Shvius tells us, Kozman Sheyofel Lapri, when you're plowing is for the benefit of that tree in the sixth year, so then you're still allowed to go plow because you're benefiting the sixth year. But if your plowing is ready for next year, then you're not allowed to go do it. So Kozman, Shofel Lepri of the sixth year, you're allowed to do this. And Beis Hillel Omrim Ad Hatzeres. Beis Hillel says this is till Shavuos time. You're allowed to still plow. That's considered for the benefit of the sixth year tree and not for the next year. But after Shavuos, it's ready for the next year. And by the way, the Mishnah says, Ukrovim Divrei Elu, Lioski Divrei Elu. These two opinions, the first one, Beishamai, I think I forgot to say Beishamai Yomrim. Beishamai Yomrim Kozman Shiofel Lepri. The Beishamai Shita is that it's all the time that it's good for the tree. And Beis Hillel's opinion, until Shavuos time, both of them are off roughly the same period of time. Just one describes it, Yofel Lepri, and one describes it until a specific time of the year, until Shavuos, Ad Hoatzeres. So that's when the Isser is, according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Up until that point, it's allowed. Beyond that, it's considered already that you're plowing for the Shemitah year, and that's not allowed. That Mishnah continues, and it says as follows. Ad Mosai Chorshin Steha Lovon Erishvias. This was talking about a field of trees. This was Steha Ilon. And now we're talking about Steha Lovon. This is a grain field, a wheat field. It's called a white field, a Steha Lovon. So when is that permitted to go and still be Choresh? Because it's for the benefit of the sixth year and not for the benefit of the seventh year. At what point become benefit for the seventh year and it's not allowed? So it says, Mishetichla Halecha, when the ground no longer is so moist. At that point in time, any benefit of the plowing is really for the next year and not for the previous year. And the whole zman shebnei adam, as long as people, the farmers, are choshim lita mikshos umidlos, as long as they're still planting over here, so then it's for the sixth year, so they're planting the mikshos, that's the kishuin, that's the squash, and the los are various types of gourds. So as long as you're planting for these things, you're considered permissible planting. And beyond that, it's considered planting for the next year, plowing for the next year, and that's prohibited. Now, as an aside, this word, v'cholzman, so this is a source of machlokas, as to whether that vav is now saying that even when the ground is no longer moist, the lecha has gone away, so in that situation, nevertheless, you're still allowed to go, and mishatichla halecha, if you're doing it for kishuos and deluin, it's still allowed. Whereas others say no, that the definition of that the ground is no longer moist, that we say mishatichla halecha, is kozman, shebnei adam choshim lita, mikshos vidlos, then it's still moist. And beyond that, it's not. In any event, those are the two ways to understand this. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagreed. Shimon Yochai, Stam Rabbi Shimon, Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Omer, imkei not na Torah shir l'chol echa v'yecha b'yado. You're leaving, if you're not giving a set time, you're saying, well, until the ground no longer is moist, so then that's going to be too subjective, and every person will have a different time. Therefore, he says, Elo, b'stei halovan, in a grain field, he says, it's ara Pesach, until Pesach, or b'stei ha'ilan, and in a field of trees, so then ara atzeres, it's a little shuos, and we don't have the words, b'stei halomim ara Pesach. That's not correct, that's not goris over here, the Sosa Shas doesn't have it, and it doesn't have it in the Mishnayis in Shvius. In any event, Rabbi Shimon gives specific times. Now, in regards to this, the Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, this is Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, not Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Rabban Gamliel, Ubeis Dino, Nimnu, Al Shnei Prokem Alolu, Ubitlam. These times of until the Stei Alovan, until Pesach, and the Stei Ilan Ad Hoatzeres, a later generation came along, Rabban Gamliel, Ubeis Dino, they were after Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and Nimnu, Al Shnei Prokem Alolu, Ubitlam, and they got rid of these times. So, how could that possibly be? Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yavo. The Amri others say it was Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yavo, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dino, Hechi Matsu, Mavatel Takanta, Beis Shama, Beis Hillel. How could they come along and get rid of the Takana that the previous generations had established? The earlier Beis Din of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, so they said that these Dinim apply until this set period of time. How could the later Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel come along and say that this din of Ad Pesach and Ad Shavuos no longer applies? But not, we learned in the famous mission, Edios, Ein Beis Din Yochel Levatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro, Elo Im Ken Godu Imenu B'Chach V'Minyan. A later Beis Din can't go and nullify or retract a decree from an earlier Beis Din unless they happen to be greater both in size and in number. And since we never have that, it's always Niskatnu Adoris, the later generations are always lower in terms of their Torah ability, so to say. Therefore, you can never have a later Beis Din that nullifies an earlier Beis Din's decrees. So how could Rabbi Gamliel, as great as Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din were, how could they nullify this decree of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So that was the question that Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yavo, or Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and the one who was responding, either Rabbi Yavo to Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, ishtomem kishor chada, he thought for a second. This is a play on the words in Daniel, where when Nebuchadnezzar gave Daniel his dreams, so Daniel thought for a second, ishtomem kishor chada, and Amalei, either Rabbi Yavo said to Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, he said, Amor, you must say that when Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai set up their decree, kachisnu b'neim, they said that if a later Beis Din decides that this decree should not apply in their generations, we give them permission to go and nullify it. Kol ha'rotzeh levatel, if a later Beis Din wants to come along and be mevatel, we just said this additional tosefes, yavo v'yavatel, they can come along and they can go and get rid of this decree that we had made. Tosus explains in the Ramasal Kola Rotsa, Shikashem Yiskalkula Karkos, because maybe the land will become weaker, Venu Magadlin Tavua below Harishin, it won't be able to grow wheat without doing the plowing, Liachas Manze, even after this point in time. And therefore, Hisnu, the Beishame Bisil, they already built into the original decree, Shekoch Lahatir, Litzrichim, Shechoshu Lehepsid Rab. They allowed them, later generation, if they felt it was necessary to get rid of their decree because it would cause a great financial loss. They didn't want to cause evil or bad to come to the world. So therefore, there's no problem in the Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel going and nullifying the earlier decree of the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. More questions. But this was a decree of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Did who? He? This was from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Halacha lo shvi'sinah hi. This idea that you're not allowed to go and plow in a steha ilon, that's the halacha Moshe Sinai. Before the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to go do that. It's halacha Moshe Sinai. Where do we see this? The Omer Rav Asi, Omer Yochanan, Mishum Rav Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Charson. Rav Asi said the name of Rav Yochanan, who said it over the name, again, we pointed out the other day, Mishum, when you use the terminology Mishum, it means he didn't hear it directly. He heard it through several generations. We just don't know who all the people were. And he said it over the name of the Tana, Rav Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Charson. And he said that the din of Esen Etios, that you're not allowed to go and plow a field that has 10 saplings in it, that is a halacha l'moshe Sinai, that you're not allowed to do that in the period of time before the Shemitah year, because that benefits the trees too much. Arava, likewise, the whole din of the Arava on Sukkos, that we have a din that this idea of taking the Arava on every day of Sukkot as well as on Hoshana Rabbah, and the din of Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water libations in addition to the wine libations during Sukkot, these are Loch L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So how can you tell me that this was a decree from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? This is in fact a Loch L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So therefore, certainly, how could Rabbi Gamliel go and get rid of that Loch L'Moshe Mi'Sinai? So I'm Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, Ki Gmiri Hilchasah, that which we learned that the halacha l'moshe Sinai, that's only shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That's only from the start of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Then you're not allowed to go and plow this field that has the 10 saplings in it. That's considered for the benefit of those fields for ready for the next year, for the Shemitah year, and that's not allowed. And then along came Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, also Hane, these two mandiyamas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, tikkun, mipesach u'mietzeres. They added on the additional time that you're not allowed to go do Stay alava not a Pesach, and stay ila not a Tzeres. And that, they built into the Kakana, the Asnu Biditu, Kolorotz Levato, Yovel Levato. That's what they set up and said, if you wish to go and nullify that, a lady basin has the right to go and nullify that. So that's how we resolve this concern. The more again questions this. It says, Vahani Hilchas and Ninu, are you telling me that this is Allah L'Moshe Mi'Sinai? That's a lower level than actual drasha from the psukim. Kiroi ninu. So Gemara says it's even a stronger drasha, not halacha l'moshe Mi'Sinai. It's an actual drasha from the psukim. What's the drasha from psukim? Now we have the gears of the Tnan because it really looks like it's a Mishnah and Shvius, but the Mesor Sashas says over here that it should be the Tanya because it's not a full reading of the Mishnah, and it's really better to say it's a Brisa that was learned actually in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Tanya, it says there, Becharish ubakatsir tishbos. When we have the pasuk that says that the harisha, the plowing, and the katsira, the reaping, tishbos, you have to go and stop doing that. What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein tzarech lomar charish ukatsir shoshvias. It can't be talking about that you're not allowed to go and plow and you're not allowed to go and harvest in the Shemitah year itself. Ein tzarech lomar. You don't have to tell me that charish ukatsir shoshvias because shari kvar nemar, because the pasuk already said sod chalos is rov chama chalos is mar. It already said you're not allowed to do that. So what is it talking about? Ella, it must be talking about Ella Charish Shel Erev Shviyas. It's talking about doing Harisha in the time before the Shemitah year, in Erev Shviyas. And we turn to Dalet Amud Aleph. Shel Erev Shviyas Shenichnas L'Shviyas. It's entering into the end of the sixth year, entering into the seventh year. And likewise, V'Katzi Shel Shviyas Shiyotzi L'Motzi Shviyas. Here we're talking about on the back end, after the Shemitah year, the things that you harvest in the 8th year still have Kedusha Shviyas. The Kotzesho Shviyas, Shiyotzel Motzi Shviyas, in the 8th year, still has Kedusha of Shemitah. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, this is discussing Shabbos, and he says, Macharis Rishus, Af Kotzi Rishus. Just like in Shabbos, you're only not allowed to do things that are for your own good, Charish for your own good, Rishus, so to Katsir Rishus, so too Kitsira is Rishus, as opposed to Yotzo Kitsira Omer Shemitzah. But the one thing that you're doing that you'd be allowed to do even on Shabbos is the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach is on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to do the Kitsira for the Kitsira Sa Omer, that cutting of the barley that you need to bring the carbon Omer on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So if that day is Shabbos, so this pasuk tells us that that's what you're permitted to do. Bottom line is, we see from Rabbi Akiva that this is not a halacha l'moshe Mi'Sinai, that this is in fact a din in the Torah, a real drasha. So how do we answer that up? So Gemara says, El Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Ki Gmiri Hilchasa L'Mishmei Yalda. Kroy Lemesa Zekena. So the first explanation that we're going to give, and we'll stop the shir over here, is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that the Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Hilchasa, that was to teach us over here that you're allowed to go and plow for the saplings, the Yalda. However, the Pasuk that says you're not allowed to do this, that's Lemesa Zekena. That says you're not allowed to go to plow for a tree that's already mature. Now we're going to slug this up tomorrow, but let's stop over here right now because we're getting already further into tomorrow's shir. So this is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.